Kings of kings and Lord of lords, praise be to God, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you tonight. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries, presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unfortunately, this Sunday, Mother's Day, we will not be on the air, but we will be back next Wednesday. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. As we continue on this journey explaining the fivefold ministry, we pray that those who are listening will have an understanding. And thus far, we have covered the apostle, the prophet, and the tonight the evangelist. Tonight we're going to be talking about the pastor. But before we get into the lesson, we would like to read a scripture for you tonight, which is coming from Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to all things whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all, them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. We will take a short break and come right back. Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unfortunately, this Sunday, we will not be on the air, but we will be back next week, Wednesday night. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you tonight thanking you and praising you for the privilege to host this show and to proclaim your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, I pray that someone somewhere will be touched by the teachings of the fivefold ministry. I love you and thank you that I'm united with Jesus Christ and spiritually alive in him. I choose not to love the world and the things of the world. I crucify the flesh and all its passion in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the life that I now live in Christ Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can be guided through this show. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me as I submit to you. I declare my total dependency on you, and I take a stand against Satan and all his lying ways. In the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me in order that I can be free to know and choose to do the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence will be bound. Satan and all his demons cannot inflict any pain or prevent God's will from being done in my life, because I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all as we go into the lessons tonight, and we will be talking about the pastor. As with the other fivefold ministry gifts, the pastor is a gift to the church, intended to help develop the body of Christ. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 12 says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Jeremiah 3, verse 15 says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Pastor is both an Old and New Testament term or position. The Greek word for pastor is poimen, pronounced poimen, meaning shepherd, pastor, or supervisor. The Hebrew word for pastor in the Old Testament is raha, pronounced raha, meaning to tend a flock, herdsman, or pastor. Sometimes in the Bible, the title elder refers to a senior member of a group. In the New Testament, regarding the church, they are not just older people. Acts 14:23 tells us to ordain elders, and it makes no sense to ordain older people to be old. The New Testament position of elder is often a pastor or a board of presbyters, teaching or ruling elder of a church or religious body. We know they can be pastors because of the statement that the Apostle Paul made to the elders in Ephesus. Acts 20, verse 17 addresses the elder. In Acts 20, verse 28, we see that they are overseers of flocks. In essence, they are pastors. And it reads, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood." The title of bishop can also be another term for a pastor. The Greek word for bishop is episkopos, pronounced episkopos, meaning superintendent, officer in general charge of a or the church or overseer. 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 and 2, and Titus 1, verse 7. In the present day church, bishops are thought of as overseers or pastors, and they can be that. But I believe that they are first and foremost a pastor. Now, a pastor can be both a superintendent of the church as well as over other pastors and their churches. The chief shepherd pastor. Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd or pastor. He sets the example for all other pastors to follow. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Here we see that Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd, And he will one day reward the under shepherds with a crown of glory that will never lose its shine, fade it away not. Although the work of a pastor is difficult, the splendor of the heavenly reward will last forever. This crown is an everlasting mark throughout eternity of faithfulness in service to the Lord, and it carries with it heavenly dignity, rank, and position. In John 10, verse 11, Jesus speaks of himself as a good shepherd. It reads, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." We will take a short break and come right back as we continue this journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission and the fivefold ministry. Kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, speaking to you tonight as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and by honoring the Great Commission. We are on this journey as we discuss the fivefold ministry, and tonight we are talking about the pastors. We encourage you to join us at our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and visit our bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit the website of our School of Ministry, House of David Ministry, which the House of Christ Ministries is affiliated to, at www.riversofrevival.com. Let us get back to the lessons. No one but Jesus Christ could be the good shepherd who gave his life for every sheepfold that the church would ever have. Psalms 23, the shepherds or pastors' psalm. The 23rd psalm is a pastoral psalm of Jesus Christ. Yet it gives a detailed description of what all pastors should do, so we will examine it tonight, verse by verse. The first verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Pastors help address the needs through Jesus Christ. The pastor teaches the Christian about God's unlimited provision and his desire to meet their needs. In verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Pastors lead people from the heaviness and pressures of life to find rest by giving them the thirst-quenching word of God. The pastor encourages and leads the Christian to eat or feed on the living word. Green pastures is where sheep graze, and green is the color of life. The still waters are peaceful and restful waters that refresh the child of God. Verse 3, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The teachings of a pastor should be refreshing to the mind and lead people to right standing with God. Through the teaching of the Word of God, the pastor builds up or restores the mind. The pastor leads or directs the Christian on unto the path of restoration of right standing with God, for Jesus' name's sake. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Pastors protect and direct the saints. The pastor, on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, walks with the Christian through life's most difficult circumstances, which often can cause the child of God to be on the edge of death, such as with sickness. The child of God has no need to fear evil, for the Lord is with them and uses his pastor's spiritual rod of correction and instructions to ward off the devil's devices. And the staff of the pastor leads them into places of blessing and comfort. The Hebrew word for staff in this text is misir, pronounced misera, meaning sustenance or support. The sustenance of the pastor or shepherd brings comfort to the saint. This brings new meaning to the scripture that Jesus, the great shepherd, gave us, stating that we should ask and we would receive. When we ask him, he gives us his staff or his sustenance, which is his power, his provisions, his love, his word, and all that is his, he gives us to comfort us. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. In the face of the enemy, God uses his pastors to prepare a banquet for the Christian. He abundantly meets the needs of his people. This happens when the child of God receives and applies the teachings of the shepherd, which causes them to stay protected in the confines of the sheepfold. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The pastor directs the Christian in the ways of God, which ultimately causes them to have eternal life in the house of the Lord. We will take a short break and come right back. And he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davies, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. I must remind you once again that we will not be taking any call tonight. If you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to write to us so that we can provide you with in-depth information on the fivefold ministry. So, again, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371 Elmont, New York. Let's get right back to the lessons. What do shepherds do? Pastors oversee. The pastor must take oversight of the flock. They should not do it by force or for gain, rather willingly and for the right reasons. Love of God and the people. The pastor is to be an example for the congregation or flock to follow. This is why many do not qualify, because their lives are not good examples. 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 3 says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Pastors are not to act as kings over a congregation, rather as servants to a congregation. We see from the above verse that Peter was a pastor. When the pastor loves the congregation and gives their life in service to the people in return meet the needs of that pastor out of their love for them. Pastors are to do right towards those under their leadership, lest they lose their reward. Pastors must one day give an account. Pastors must be mindful of how they minister to the congregation, even in how they treat a person, for one day they will have to give an account for the souls of those they pastored. Hebrews 13 verse 17 says, "Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is the unprofitable for you." Some people make it hard to pastor them. Yet if a pastor is dependent upon and led by the Holy Spirit, they will have the grace and wisdom to know how to handle all those under their authority. Pastors should be teachers. 1 Peter 5 verse 2 tells us that elders or pastors must feed the flock. It reads, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." In Acts 20, verse 28, we're also told that pastors or overseers must feed the flocks. And it reads, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." This is not talking about natural food, rather spiritual food. To be able to adequately teach the Word of God, you must first be a student of the Word of God. A pastor must understand the Word of God and be able to explain or expound upon it so that those in their congregation may gain an understanding. So many people want to be pastors today, thinking that they will have rulership over people, not realizing that the evidence that they are not called to the post is ever before them due to an inability to teach the Word of God. Jeremiah 3 verse 15 says that God's pastors will feed the people with knowledge and understanding. This knowledge and understanding comes in the presence of God and in the studying of His Word. The art of a pastor is one of nurturing, developing, and directing. This happens first with lambs. As people develop, they become sheep. A pastor's heart is to help the flock to grow, so they allow the Lord to use them to nurture and raise up people of God to maturity. Many pastors miss it at this point, for they always want the people to stay babies or lambs and never to mature to become reproducing sheep. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York, as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Tonight we are speaking about the pastors in the Fivefold Ministry. Once again, I must remind you that we are not accepting any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. And that's Elmont, E-L-M-O-N-T, New York, 11003. We will get right to the lessons. Pastors protect their flock from both natural and spiritual predators. The staff that they use is first for spiritual protection, then natural. Pastors must learn how to handle the issues with their congregations and deal with the enemy's attacks against the congregation in the spirit. They must use their God-ordained spiritual tools, position and power to drive out demonic wolves, casting out demons, binding and loosening, praying for the sick, and the operation of the gifts of the Spirit help the pastor provide the spiritual protection that a congregation needs. Some pastors are overwhelmed by troubles that the enemy causes because they try to solve these spiritual issues naturally. Understanding and employing their spiritual tools causes a pastor to have the ability to cover and keep the flock protected. Pastors pray for their congregations. This is part of the protection package, as well as for the blessings and benefits of their congregations. The pastor who does not cultivate a prayer life puts all of the people in their congregation at risk due to exposure to the enemy. The prayer of a pastor covers the people and seeks God's blessings upon them. No pastor or person who does not pray or have a prayer life is qualified to pastor a flock. Not only do pastors pray for their congregation, but they also teach and lead their congregations in prayer regularly and not just once in a while. So many churches are being destroyed by the enemy or shut down because the pastor overlooked the importance of prayer. Only in prayer can a church achieve God-ordained success. Some pastors and churches who don't pray may look like they have success by the size of the work or their reputation, yet success with God is not measured the same way that man measures success. Only in God's presence can a pastor receive the necessary instruction to lead God's people and truly have heaven's success. Basic pastoral or bishop qualifications. 1 Timothy 3 verses 1 through 7 says, "This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth his own house, his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." The skill and knowledge for this call is developed through time and not right upon a person's salvation. If you are called to the pastorate, then measure yourself according to these things. Some who feel called to the pastorate may actually be called to help assist a pastor in the work of the church. If you are not sure, the best way to learn if you are or not is by asking God. God does not want anyone in the wrong place. And if you are willing to hear God's answer, then he will speak to you. This is a very difficult call. Please do not enter or lead someone to enter into it without clear direction of the Holy Spirit. God bless you tonight, and thank you for listening tonight as we teach a lesson on the pastor. As we continue the journey in the fivefold ministry, our next show, we will be discussing the teacher. We will take a short break and we will come right back. And he shall reign forever and ever, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays. Unfortunately, this Sunday, we will not be having a show, but we will be back on Wednesday of next week. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will be very happy to answer any question that you might have, or if you want in-depth teaching of the fivefold ministry or other areas of the ministry, you can visit a website at Rivers of Revival, www.riversofrevival.com. That's the House of David School of Ministries, which we are affiliated to, or you could write to us and we will furnish you with all the necessary information regarding the fivefold ministry and other spiritual areas. I'm calling unbelievers tonight to join us in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and to honor the Great Commission, which we must take very seriously. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Now, we must take that part of the scripture very, very seriously. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So the Lord is telling us that we should go out and teach all nations. So I encourage you all, get out into your neighborhoods, get out in the schools, on your job, and preach the gospel of salvation. Encourage them to repent and to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Let us make a difference. We can use our social networks. Acts 1, verse 7 and 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Dearly beloved, let us use all of these social networks to evangelize the world and to win souls for the kingdom. Because Christ is coming soon. We see signs and wonders in diverse places. Earthquakes, tornadoes, all these things are happening daily. And we all should take this seriously. Get busy. Step out into the world and win souls for the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you once again for this show. We thank you for this opportunity, O God, to explain the fivefold ministries and to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, we thank you, O God, for the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we pray, O God, that this show will be a blessing to all those who listen and all those who will take heed. Father, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll open their eyes and their heart to receive your word, and that they will take it seriously, dear God, that your Son, Jesus Christ, will be returning soon. Father, we bless each and every person tonight, O Father, and we pray, O God, that they'll submit themselves in the name of Jesus to this call that we are making out to them. Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege, and we bless you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you for tuning in to our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in next week, Wednesday, at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Donald Davis. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all, them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Good night, and God bless you.